Welcome to the Journey of Wholeness podcast. We are a group of passionate individuals who are coaches and mentors here to help inspire, guide, and support you on your journey of wholeness. We know that the journey of wholeness is a lifelong pursuit, and we are thrilled to join you in your journey. We are passionate about sharing our life lessons, wisdom, and knowledge to help you to transform your life. We focus on teaching principles of truth, supporting you in applying those truths, and helping you to live a life full of joy.
To continue our journey, Heather's going to be our next speaker, and we'll do the same pattern. We'll hear Heather's message, and then we'll get a chance to discuss, and then we'll have a closing thought or two to leave you with, and that will be the end of our tea party tonight. I had the privilege of meeting Heather after we've been working together for almost a year on this project, so I've heard her voice, and I've seen her on Zoom frequently. I finally got to meet her, and it was delightful. And I also got to meet her husband, Mike. So her and her husband, her best friend, as she calls him, they've been married for how many years now, Heather?
19.
19 years. And in that 19 years, they are working to raise their 9 amazing children. They do have one angel baby waiting for them in heaven. And she is a full-time mother, and you can imagine that that's the case when there are 9 of them, but she also manages on her side to be a massage therapist, a published author, a mindset and emotional health guide, a lover of nature, novels, yoga, good food, traveling, movies, and Jesus. And she loves her kids more than anything, and her life experience has led her, and revelation has led her to want to bless other people's lives. So that's why she joins us in the journey of wholeness. And so Heather, feel free to, like I say, add in anything that is pertinent that you'd like people to know. And I look forward to hearing your message.
Thank you, Amy. It was really fun getting to meet you finally. Janice is the only one I have not met in person that's on here tonight. So one day that will happen too. So there is one other thing in my bio that it says right after all the things I do. And I was like, I'm not super mom. Most days I wear yoga pants, throw my hair up in a messy bun. I'm lucky if I get 2 showers a week, and most time I just want a nap. So that's, you know, that's me in a nutshell. I am really actually excited tonight. We have been, when we started doing the tea parties, and I'm trying to remember, it was several months ago. It was probably back in like August, July, maybe even, but I can't remember how we got on the topic of the tea parties, but I remember saying, like, I want to do like just this fun connection piece where we get together, and Amy and Jack were like, we could do a tea party. I'm like, I love tea parties. And then they said, well, this is what we did. I was like, that's what I was seeing in my mind. Anyhow, so it was fantastic. And I look forward to the day when we can do it in person as well as virtually. So, but as we started talking about them, I just kept thinking about doing one on gratitude. I'm like, man, we should do that in the first part of November. And then we did our first one the end of September. And then we start planning and putting a calendar together. And it worked out for this to just flow. And it's just been beautiful over the past several weeks as I really thought more about the power, the transformative power of gratitude in our lives. You know, Misty said that gratitude is an active experience. I would like to also add that gratitude actively transforms us from the inside out. earlier, Amy made mention of my health journey. I know a few of you are familiar with it, at least a little bit. So my story tonight is going to be that I'm sharing is my story. When I was 2 years old, I was diagnosed with mononucleosis. I was a very, very sick little girl. And it just destroyed my immune system. I was sick all the time growing up. I remember I've been to the doctor so many times for strep tests that he taught me how to do my own instant rapid stress strep test. So I remember going in the doctor's office, okay, Heather, here you go. You got to do this one. And I remember learning how to do that as an 8-year-old. And I remember many days being so sick and so tired. And at the time, they didn't know what was wrong with me. When I was 14, I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. So looking back now, knowing it wasn't anything that was contagious, I was just sick a lot. Nobody else got sick. It was just me. But I remember laying there. I remember being really little, probably six, seven years old. And I remember laying on the carpet in our family room. And we lived in Port Angeles, Washington. So it rains a lot there. And I remember laying there and the sun was shining through. It was a Saturday morning. And there were the little dust floaties. And, you know, I thought they were dust fairies. I called them fairies, sunshine fairies, because I could only see them in the sunshine. And I remember seeing the little floaties and laying in the sun and just feeling so grateful for the warmth of the sun and how good it felt. And it made me physically feel better. Like my body started to feel better because I was so grateful. I would go outside all the time. Even when I was not feeling well, I would go outside and just being in nature and just feeling so grateful and peaceful to be in such a beautiful place and to have nature surrounding me. We lived in an idyllic location growing up. We had 7 acres, forest behind our house. We had pond out in the field, a 1/4 mile long driveway. I mean, it was just heavenly. We had wild blackberry bushes growing along the driveway. And I remember as a little girl feeling so much gratitude, and I would actually feel better. And I didn't understand the link at all as a child. It was just this natural byproduct of my environment that caused me to feel grateful. Fast forward many years, I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome when I was 14, and we had moved to Montana by that point. Lived on an 80-acre ranch there. And again, I would go outside and just be so grateful to be outside. And I felt better when I was outside. There were times when I couldn't go outside because I was not well enough to actually get up and get off the couch. And so the curtains were open. I would lay on this little love seat right by a big picture window, and I would just look outside, or I'd watch the Weather Channel. But I would just look outside and watch the clouds, and they brought me so much joy, and I would just feel gratitude. I would feel so much gratitude for the beautiful clouds, or for this giant pine tree outside our window, for seeing the birds that were there, all these little things. But it helped me to feel better. It didn't heal me, but it helped me in those moments. And many years later, I'm 39 years old, and for the past 6 years, my health has been transformed through nutritional help and supplements that I never thought I would find. But on the journey, gratitude played a huge role, huge, huge, huge role. I remember being at an event several years ago. Dolores, you, I think, might have been there. I can't remember. Anyways, Tony Robbins was there, and he had us do an exercise that I'd actually like to share with you. I am not Tony Robbins. So if you've been to his events and you've experienced that, just remember, there's no comparison in this beautiful space. So, okay. So I would love to help you to experience a little bit of what I experienced in that moment. As I said before on my journey, I was just so grateful for the things that were surrounding me. I didn't have to do anything to receive the beauty that surrounded me. I didn't have to do anything to enjoy the clouds floating by the window or to eat the blackberries that were driving or that were growing wild up and down my driveway. I just had to eat them and be grateful. Like that was it. It was so natural. So to help you really feel how natural gratitude can be and how powerful, we're going to do this fun little exercise. So go ahead and get comfortable, but I want you to sit up nice and tall. If you want to stand up, you may. Go ahead and close your eyes and place both hands over your heart. You're going to take a deep breath in and hold it. Now let it go. Continue to breathe and just feel your heartbeat. Take another deep breath in. Notice as you hold your breath at the top, your pulse feels stronger. You release your breath. Just feel what your heart is doing right now. About every second, it's pumping blood and oxygen, vitality to every single part of your body. This magnificent organ does not have to be told what to do. It was a gift given to you when you were forming in your mother's womb. It was freely given. You don't have to earn it. There's nothing you have to do. It's just there for you. Every moment of every day, whether you are aware of it or not, when was the last time you really paid attention to what your heart does? You don't have to. It's okay. It's going to just keep going. This was created out of love. This heart was given to you because of love. And this heart holds so much love. Just take a moment and feel gratitude for your heart. Think of what it does for you all day long. Tell it thank you. Take another deep breath in. And just hold that feeling. You can go ahead and take your hands down. When you're ready, you can blink your eyes open. Gratitude can be as natural as our heartbeat. It's just a muscle that we get to grow and develop. The little things I talked about earlier in my story being grateful for, I noticed as I grew up and trials became a little more intense in my life, that natural gratitude that I'd been born with wasn't quite as easily readily and easily available to me. Sometimes it would just flow like that, but most of the time I had to really focus on it. I got to a point in my life where being really aware of my trials and challenges. And the more we focus on a certain thing, the closer it becomes, and the less visible the rest of the world is, right? We become very myopic, you know, nearsighted. We can only see what's right in front of us. The rest of the big picture we can't see. And that's how it was for me. I had to really start working on cultivating that attitude of gratitude as I got older. And I've learned a lot of things over the years that have helped me so that that feeling of gratitude has become natural again. So it's that muscle. I've learned how to exercise the muscle, and now it's amazing. I'm not perfect, not going to pretend to be perfect. However, the difference in my life is huge. One of the things I want to share with you tonight, there's a book. I know Dolores has read it. Probably most of you have. It's called The Magic by Rhonda Byrne. She's also written, she's the author of The Secret. So the book, The Magic, is all about the power of gratitude. She goes in and she talks a lot about like what Missy was talking about, writing it down. So you can write down your gratitudes and you write down why you're grateful. It's not just, I'm grateful for the sun. You would write down why, like go in depth. And it says, I'm grateful for the sun because it warms me and it helps me to feel good because it brings life to the plants around me. You know, whatever it is that's in your heart, when we go into that depth, that exercises that gratitude muscle. It's funny, I just flipped open to day 4, which is magical health, which funny enough is what we're going to be talking about. I'll read a quote right here because it's powerful. She says, health is the most precious thing in life. And yet more than anything else, we can take our health for granted. For many of us, the only time we think of our health is when we lose it. Then the realization hits us. Without our health, we have nothing. There's an Italian proverb that speaks the truth about health for many of us. He who enjoys good health is rich, though he knows it not. While we rarely think of our health when we are well, you will have felt the truth of these words even when you had something minor like a cold or the flu, or you were bedridden. When you are not well, all you want is to feel better, and nothing else matters other than having your health back again. I am a living example of that last part, especially. I think because I had so many years where health was not my greatest asset, my strongest asset, my most abundant asset. I am grateful for it now. I don't take it for granted, but it's because I didn't have it. So when I want to talk more about gratitude and health here. So we have health that affects our physical, you know, body that will feel like, oh, I hit my elbow, you know, kind of health that you'll feel that way. But then there's also the mental health that is just as much physical and affects us just as much. It's just sometimes harder to discern what exactly is going on. So for about 4 years, I struggled with near debilitating anxiety. It got to the point where like the only place I would go during the week was to church on Sundays. And even that, it was like a push for me to go. My heart would pound and it was really a struggle for me. And I'd always put on a good face, you know, nobody knew. I just pretended really well. I got to the point though, where it was consuming me, this anxiety and fear was controlling my life. And I just started praying and praying and praying. And I was like, what do I do? How do I get rid of this? I done all the things that I knew to do up to that point, and it was still there. And I had a thought come to me one day to go to gratitude. It's like, go to gratitude. And so the fear that was causing me so much anxiety, I flipped it and I started saying it's opposite. Like, I am so grateful. And it was actually about health. My fear was all about illness. I'd struggled for so long, and I had so much anxiety and fear about my kids getting sick, and then me getting sick along with them. Anyways, so I started just over and over and over throughout the day. There was this mantra: I'm so grateful that we're healthy and strong. I'm so grateful for our health. I'm so grateful that we're healthy. I'm so grateful that we're healthy. Just over and over and over. You guys, I'm not kidding when I say it was 95% of my waking hours, I consciously focused on that thought. What is so incredible is, and I didn't even realize it until one day, like maybe 2 weeks into that, I realized I hadn't had to think that thought for hours. I was like, what happened? And I hadn't had to think the thought because I hadn't been feeling anxiety. And I was like, what just happened? And it's been a process. Like, there are still times when anxiety tries to come back and say, hey, let's be friends. And I'm like, no. And I try and kick it out the door. And gratitude, more often than not, is the answer for me. It can stop anxiety in its tracks. It can stop fear in its tracks. And it can take my mindset and it can turn it around. And pretty soon, physically, I start feeling better too. And it's just been such a powerful influence in my life, even when I didn't know it. Anyway, so exercising that muscle and creating a really strong attitude of gratitude is like the best thing that I can share with you guys tonight. So just take a minute. I'm gonna give you an invitation. If you'll take a minute and think of one thing in your life that's been hard, a struggle that you've had, whether it's physical or not, it doesn't matter, but one struggle in your life. And I'd encourage you to apply the power of gratitude with that one thing. How can gratitude change your life in that one way? I am truly grateful for each one of you showing up here tonight, not just for yourselves, but for us too, because we can't really present and share these things that are in our hearts to share if there's nobody to share them with. So thanks for showing up. And thank you for the incredible energy that each one of you have brought with you. I'm grateful for all of you. So happy Thanksgiving.
From our hearts to yours, thank you for joining us today on this episode of the Journey of Wholeness podcast. We are so grateful for you. We believe in you. If you'd love more of this great content, please consider subscribing. We'd love to support you even further by you joining our Facebook group community called The Journey of Wholeness, where we talk about principles to help empower and transform your life along your journey of wholeness. You can find out more details at thejourneyofwholeness.com.